The question was asked, what's the source for women not being a part of a minyan? So this question has to be broken up into a few topics, subtopics, and maybe we'll start with the idea behind it first, and then we'll move into the source, meaning you're asking a question, but I want to introduce it first. We are taught in the Torah that different people have different tasks, and different people have different responsibilities, and different people have different methods, systems, or mitzvot through which they will grow. So, for example, a guy who's a millionaire has responsibilities of mitzvot that I don't yet have. Maybe one day I'll be a millionaire, then maybe I'll have those responsibilities. But right now I don't have those responsibilities. Different people have different responsibilities, right? Makes sense. Now, sometimes it's tempting to think that, oh, the Torah said this one's better than that one. No. Torah said we have different responsibilities. It's not a question of better or worse. For example, if you have a husband and a wife, and the wife is extraordinarily pious, she does mitzvot, and you might find a situation where she's on a higher level in her relationship with Hashem than the husband. We know such a couple. Abraham and Sarah. We know Abraham did a tremendous amount of good and kindness in the world. Yet, our sages say Sarah was on a higher level of prophecy. Hashem tells Abraham, listen to Sarah. And our sages understood that to be a gradation. Hashem is saying Sarah's on a higher level. Listen to her. So as great as Abraham is, Sarah in this regard is greater. So that means that using her system, Sarah did kindness, Sarah did prayer. Sarah's job is not to do the things that are Abraham's job. They have different jobs. But in her area, she got to a higher level than Abraham. Right? That's what we see. So when we speak about women being a part of a minyan or not being a part of a minyan, it's a question of responsibility. What's she supposed to be doing? Does the Torah want her to be going to shul every morning, or is she supposed to be raising kids? Are we supposed to be taking turns? I'll get up at 5 o'clock and go daven, you get up at 6 o'clock and go daven, and at 7 o'clock we'll start our day. Or does the Torah say, your job is to go to shul, leave your wife, better deal with what she has to deal with, don't trouble her with going to shul. So the Torah gave us a concept